Welcome back to the Transaction Care Podcast. Wow, that feels good to say. My name is Lillian Hernandez, but I also go by Lily, like the flower, because we are learning and growing together. Before we jump into today's episode, go to transactioncare.com, join my newsletter so you can stay up to date with what's happening behind the scenes, whether it's about the podcast, about my TC business, my coaching offerings and services, or when I'm going live doing Q&As. Go to transactioncare.com to learn more. Now let's get this episode started. Being intentional is one of my core values and rules for this show. Taking some time off in the winter and even this entire month of March has been so necessary in my journey with intentionality. Not just for my personal life, but for you listening, for my community, for my supporters, and to anyone that feels safe when they come to my show and listen, or they feel seen, they feel heard. That means a lot to me. This show means a lot to me. It did start off as a passion project, I'm not gonna lie, a selfishly produced passion project. As time went on and I've had more in-depth conversations and interviews with like-minded people, industry leaders, and whatnot, I realized this show is much bigger than me. My intention at first was for me to fulfill something within me. And then once I did that and I achieved that feeling, I realized, well, what do I want to do next? What are the conversations I want to have? What I was able to produce in the last year, 50 plus episodes, the impact is real, and I don't want to squander that. So I'm not going to lie. This break was very intentional, but a part of it was also a little bit of self-sabotage. I think I realized the pressure of what having a successful show, and success is subjective, but for me, realizing what a successful show can look like and feel like and the impact it can have, I put a lot of pressure on myself to show up. I have a few months of content just lined up, but something hit me after the last episode that I realized, yeah, I don't want to just release episodes for the sake of the algorithm or for the sake of having an episode out. Do the conversations and the topics that are being discussed have substance? Do they have meaning? Do they have range? And I had to sit with myself for a long time with that, to the point where I was blocked. And I know there's topics and conversations that I am going to discuss that are much more heavier than my normal conversations. And I do encourage you to go back and listen to a lot of my old episodes, whether it's a solo episode or an interview I've done with my fellow colleagues, because those were so amazing to have. They were so amazing to have. They were so much fun, but also packed with knowledge, free information, free game, tips, inspiration, motivation, education, it's all there. So I knew I covered this part of the journey, right? Getting my feet wet, breaking through using a different medium, podcasting, in order to convey and relay these messages that I have in mind that I want to be intentional about. But now what? Who and what am I doing this for? So at the time of this recording, it is March 2024. It's officially Aries season, and if you know, or maybe you know, but now you will, I am an Aries. I don't know if that presents itself through the way I speak and act, but I am an Aries through and through, fire sign. But not only that, this is the year I turn 40. So I have been on this journey for the last few weeks of reflection, appreciation, gratitude, in how I want to approach this next decade. And that includes what I want to do next with the podcast. So is the show going away? No, not at all. In fact, we're coming back even stronger. But stronger doesn't always mean a lot. So last year, we released an episode every single week with the exception of 2 weeks. And as great as that was, and as good as it felt to accomplish so much in such a small amount of time, that was all I could focus on. And let's be real, financially, as much as I love producing the podcast, I took a big hit financially because I wasn't making money from the show yet. Now this year, moving forward, with the theme of intentionality, will the show make me money? Has it made me money? Yes. But that wasn't ever the number one goal. So for the simple fact that it took up so much time last year, there was an imbalance in my financial situation. So moving forward, rather than pushing out several episodes all at once, I want to present 2 to 3 episodes a month, maybe even just one, that will leave you thinking, challenge your norms, challenge your comfort zones, or simply just allow you to feel seen, to feel heard, to feel safe. And having a show where I can do that means more to me than just pumping out content left and right, left and right. But don't get me wrong, you will be getting a lot of content from me this year. So stay tuned and please subscribe to my YouTube channel because that is growing. Hopefully by the time this episode goes live, I've already hit 1,000 subscribers. I have never hit 1,000 subscribers or followers on any social media platform. So if you can, I think I'm about 10 away. So stay tuned, more content on social media, on my Instagram, TikTok, especially YouTube, and here on this podcast. But I did want to just come on here and check in with you all, see how things are going. I'm still TCing, I'm still coaching. Again, I'm still doing content creation and I'm still doing me. I'm having fun. This Aries season has been I've approached this Aries season with a new lens. I'm taking time, even in my personal life and even on my personal YouTube channel, to document daily and ask myself the questions or talk to people and my friends and my family and you all in a way that feels like we're hanging out. And I think that's been the best approach for me because we're all so busy. And I don't want to take that for granted, the fact that when we do get on one-on-one calls, whether it's coaching or you just need help with a question, or we're talking in the DMs, or I'm responding to comments here on the show, I want it to feel like we're hanging out in person. And because those occurrences are so far out of reach these days, if I can create content in a way that makes it feel like we're kicking it, then I've done my job. And of course, if I can make a few bucks along the way too, that's a bonus. But for now, being intentional with my content, being intentional on conveying messages that reflect not only the show, but my values, my core values, my core principles, my goals, my mission, my vision, all of it. And I want to include you guys in that process. Because I love podcasting, I love coaching, and I'm definitely going to be embarking in buying a home. You heard it here first, or if you're a part of my newsletter, you already know that I've been talking about this, but it's time to take action and document the whole process. So one, I can stay accountable, and two, and I can look back at the progress of this journey, because believe me, I have attempted multiple times to purchase real estate and I'm learning to not fight the resistance, but I'm also, again, being more intentional with how I adjust or pivot my mindset and not to get so discouraged and to live in that discouragement. I had a tendency of living in my discouragement. So moving forward, which is why my mission is to uplift and encourage you all, because I know how easy it is to just live in that state of being discouraged, being defeated, feeling overwhelmed, intimidated, stuck, all of that. And I know those could be buzzwords or whatever you want to call it, but for me, that was my reality. And maintaining a mindset that remains encouraged, or at least is able to manage my feelings when I am getting down about myself or I feel myself about to run away or self-sabotage, I'm able to manage those feelings a lot better and those emotions and my actions. So home buying, documenting that process has taken me some time. So you guys are going to get a behind the scenes look on that here on the show, as well as on YouTube. And please, 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 if you need more information about my services, this whole journey, this show, go to transactioncare.com. Schedule a one-on-one with me, whether it's a 90-minute session or maybe you're looking for something long-term. We can discuss that together. But either way, I'm ready to help. I'm ready to give back everything that I know to you all in the best way I can. And that's through conversation, through talking, through listening. Listening. We're going to talk about listening as well, but there's a lot ahead. This is simply a check-in of sorts. I'm still here. The show is active and live. Thank you to those that have found the show, that support the show, that have been on the show, that will be on the show. Yes, we will still have guests, but I'm just taking my time and being more intentional to make sure that my message is being conveyed and relayed first. And then we can start weaving and integrating other topics and conversations and people into that process as well, because I love doing that as well. But for now, again, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. I see the analytics. I try not to check them too often, but when I do, I'm so grateful to see that the numbers are still moving, the downloads are increasing. And one last call to action. I know I've asked you guys to do a few things already. Visit my website, Transaction Care. Listen to the podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube. But lastly, if you can, please leave a review or 5 stars, because that goes a long way. And as much as I don't want to do this for the algorithm, I have to be honest that it's the comments, the reviews, the sharing of each episode. When you hit that share button, the algorithm knows and that that's happening. So it's going to push the show out to a wider audience. I'm still a one-person show, so I can only do so much on my own, and there's only so much money I can invest in ads and whatnot. So I need your help on that end to help get the show out. So if there's an episode that you love, hit that share button, send it to a friend, add it to your email newsletter, post about it, do reaction videos to the content. I'm open. I will not get offended by your feedback. If anything, I'll respond back, and then we can help each other grow our content, and that's, you know, and build community together. But ultimately, right now, if you can, and if you're still listening at this point, thank you. If you can, just drop 5 stars or a review. That goes a long way. So until the next episode, I truly appreciate each and every one of you. I'm going through a big experimental transitional phase with my business right now, and you're going to hear all about it on this show. We're also going to talk about some topics that are going to be a little bit more heavier, maybe triggering, but definitely necessary. So please stay tuned. If you want to learn more about the show exclusively, you can go to transactioncarepodcast.com. You can also learn more about myself, my services, and other ways to reach me and connect with me at transactioncare.com. All of the same information lives on both websites. So thank you again for listening, for supporting, for sharing, for commenting, for leaving reviews. And for those that I've helped one-on-one through our sessions, I see you, I hear you. I'm still cheering for you behind the scenes. You got this. We got this. And let's do this. Cheers to 2024. It's happening. We're in the midst of things. I'm pumped. I'm encouraged. I'm uplifted. And I hope you are too. So until the next episode, I'm giving you the keys. There are no gatekeepers here. Care for yourself. Care for your wealth. Your time is worth it. Let's coordinate. Talk soon.